Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 203 of Five Song Set. In this episode, I've got five songs for you with a more laid-back feel. I hope you enjoy them. We're going to start out with Change the Course by Ari Herstand. Here's the shortened version of the message that Ari sent out with the song. Today, I humbly offer to you my newest song, Change the Course. I wrote this song after seeing my immigrant neighbors here in LA being disappeared off the streets by masked men and thrown into unmarked vans, being sent to God knows where. Having my heart broken watching as a child got ripped away from their mother's arms while she screamed in agony and got thrown into a van. Frustrated hearing my Lyft driver tell me that he had already been pulled over twice that day by masked men, not in any kind of uniform, demanding his papers. And broken up watching the violent kidnapping of day laborers looking for work at the Home Depot down the street from where I live. I took to the streets with tens of thousands of my fellow Angelenos to peacefully protest these violent policies turning our city upside down. I got tear gassed and shot at with rubber bullets. I was still so torn up, feeling at a loss for what to do to help my community. Whenever I'm feeling paralyzed with angst, pain, and fear, I turn to the only reliable outlet that has served me consistently throughout my life, songwriting. I got together with my writing partner, Brett Nolan, and we wrote this song. You may have noticed that I haven't put out a song under my own name in 4 years. Seeing the impact my book, blog, podcast, and academy has had on the independent music community made me realize that my primary efforts should shift to supporting, educating, and lifting up this community. Of course, at my core, I'm an artist. I can't turn off that part of me. But my primary focus right now is not grinding the Ari Herstand music project like it had been for 15 years, 1,000 plus shows, and 5 albums. But Change the Course is a song I felt I had to write, and I had to release. During tumultuous times, it's important for artists to make art. And artists know better than anyone that without art, humanity is lost. You can find more info on Ari Herstand and his projects in the show notes. Here is Change the Course.
Brothers and sisters deserve so much more. It's in our hands. what will it take? And how much time
do we have enough to make this work? It's in our hands. Let's change the course. Are we so lost?
Poželim previše, jer je dio mene u...
Was Boya by Gin Cooler from Zagreb in Croatia. When I heard from the group, they said, "The only constant in the Gin Cooler band is change. A change in the band member count, a change in the music that we shared among us through all these years, and even the changes we face in our interrelations. Yet some genuine musical curiosity and common respect to finding a new guitar line to follow, or a groove on the bass, or an intricate vocal melody have been driving us forward up to these days to create a new song that we are all satisfied with. It would be right to say now that Gin Cooler, in more than 20 years of existence, has never been determined in some set career path or holding some strong social message that we want to broadcast to the world. But rather, we are always open for feelings, for differences and outer influences, be it from standard musical genres or flowing from the cocktail of our recipe, creative individuals joined together." The song Boya, Colors, is not an isolated case in that. There was an intriguing guitar pattern, and we fell in love with it, and we spun our musical heads in this whirlpool for a couple of years, and then a new vocal melody settles in, and then the inspiring images start bursting in, and we have the lyrics, but no voice to sing them, or honestly a creative energy at that time to finish the song. We started to slow down in the early 2020s, with little to no activity until 2023, when a sudden creative connection with Ina and Melita happened, and we were able to finish this song, record another great one, Vietar, and are now working on a couple of new songs in our small home studio. Actually, a deep underground garage arranged as a small percussion studio. A creative burst we are now enjoying and riding along with the new drummer, Daniel, should hopefully result in a couple of new singles by the spring of next year. The song Boya reflects some kind of mixture of feelings, the tensions and calm we all feel simultaneously sometimes, remember COVID? And shows how simple moments like spring's colors or shared laughter can bring a sense of happiness and belonging. It's about finding joy and meaning in the connections that matter most. We hope you will enjoy Boya, our music, and we are looking forward to sharing more with you soon. In fact, they do have a couple new singles out, which you can find on Bandcamp via the show notes. Next up, we have Reflect by the Ventriloquist Mute, who I've played on the show before. Anthony, who is the person behind the music, is based in Portland, Oregon. When I heard from him, he said, "As far as reflecting the album it's on, I finished it up in April 2020 as the world was falling apart. So writing, recording, mixing music was one of the few hobbies I could still enjoy at the time. My music process is mainly a stream of consciousness sort of thing, as I write and record at the same time. I sit down, make an initial beat that sounds interesting, and just kind of let the song flow from whatever comes out of my head as I swap around instruments. As far as what I'm working on currently, you have amazing timing as I'm just about to release a new album that focuses on the state of America and the world currently, as I see it anyway. I've put a lot of effort into improving my recording, mixing, and composition skills for this album, and I think the overall sound quality and song composition is significantly improved from past efforts. If you would like to hear that new album, it's called Evidence of Eyes and Ears, and while it isn't up on Bandcamp yet, it is on Spotify. Check out the show notes for more information. For now, here is Reflect by the Ventriloquist Mute. Thank you.
ser pelas constantes não vai. Como eu quero e quando eu vejo se arruinado o plano, a situação está mal. O ânimo por el piso e o estado down chega se instala sem pedir permiso. O que vai passar se por el sentimento me deixo levar? ¿A dónde voy a parar? ¿Y qué va a pasar si por el sentimiento me dejo llevar? ¿A dónde voy a parar? ¿Y si pierdo la elección o pierdo? No, me levanto y lo intento hoy. Soy mi cielo y mi fiel. Siento y despierto y no sé dónde estoy. Si el camino no es seguro, si no alumbra nada el sol. Si la luna se ocultó y las estrellas no salieron. Si nada resultó como yo quiero. Y si siento que muero y no puedo, rendida no estoy. Voy derribando los muros, explorando lo que soy. Y hoy sé que no pierdo, si sé quién soy. Ya me ha pasado un par de veces, las cosas no van. Yo quiero cuando veo se ha arruinado el plan. La situación está mal. El ánimo por el piso. ¿Y qué va a pasar? Si por el sentimiento me dejo llevar, ¿dónde voy a parar? ¿Y qué va a pasar? Tú me dejó llevar, ¿a dónde voy a parar? Y si pierdo la elección o pierdo, no, me levanto y lo intento. Soy mi cielo y mi infierno. Y si pierdo la elección, no pierdo, yo no.
We just heard Ya No Pierdo by Gabby Red. When I heard from Gabby Red, she said, "My name is Gabire, and I have more than 10 years of experience in reggae music. The song you want to share, Ya No Pierdo, is a collaboration I did with Diego Constantino, a producer from Italy. It is part of the album Mexitalia, a project that combines beats created by Diego with vocals from different Mexican artists. It's an album that celebrates this cultural fusion through reggae and its variants. We're currently working on projects that will be available soon, and it's always a pleasure to have our music reach new ears. If you want to hear more, her music is up on Spotify, including a new single. You can find a link in the show notes. Now, before we go, Five Song Set is recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we have the old school song It's Been a Long, Long Time by Harry James and his orchestra, with vocalist Kitty Kalin about welcoming someone home from the war. Written by Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn, the song was recorded in July 1945 and debuted on Billboard's best-selling popular retail records chart in October 1945. It reached number one on November 24th, the last of Harry James's 9 U.S. number ones. A version by Bing Crosby with Les Paul in his trio debuted the same week as James's record and also reached number one, with the two versions trading the top spot through December. Both versions remained on the chart for more than 16 weeks. Harry James was born in 1916 in Albany, Georgia, the son of a circus band leader and an acrobat, and started performing in the circus as a contortionist at age 4. As an adult, he played trumpet and, according to Wikipedia, was nicknamed the Hawk early in his career for his ability to sight-read music, and a common joke was that if a fly landed on his written music, Harry James would play it. He played with famous big band orchestras before debuting his own band in 1939, which he led to great commercial success and continued leading until his death in 1983. Kitty Kalin was born in Philadelphia in 1921 and performed with famous big band orchestras throughout the 1940s. Between January and November 1945, she had two songs with the Harry James Orchestra reach the number one spot. She later established a successful solo career with her 1954 recording, Little Things Mean a Lot, staying at number one for 9 consecutive weeks and becoming that year's top song. Here is It's Been a Long, Long Time by Harry James and his orchestra with Kitty Kalin.
Thank you.
Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal.
Five, song check.